I was just walking there down by the canal, and there's some run going on, and there's a sandwich stop with drinks and sandwiches and things for the runners to grab, and they're all running on with their camelbacks and their bananas and their fast energy snacks. And I just suddenly realised, of course, that at this time next Saturday we'll be halfway up Ben Nevis, so or even, I don't know, Ben Nevis is 5 hours, start at 4, so it's now, what time is it now? 8, oh gosh, 8 o'clock, I've got to get a wiggle on, so we start at 4, so actually we'll be nearly off Ben Nevis, so this time next week we'll have climbed up Ben Nevis and back down, and we'll only have an hour-ish to go before we get some hot food and little 5 hour ride to Scaffold Pike. I met a guy last night who's a friend actually of one of our walkers, which is a major coincidence, and he told me that he's done this challenge 3 times. And he, they did it in one year, they did it in 22 hours and 17 minutes, which is astonishing. Anyway, he said that Scaffold Pike's the worst, which everyone keeps telling us that. But when he got to Snowdon, when they got to the last bit of Snowdon, they ran to the finish line. I somehow can't imagine doing that. But he said that the euphoria and the adrenaline carries you. I think I'll be just grateful to get to the finish line. So, a lot of anticipation. I'm excited. I'm nervous. Since I took the girls walking last weekend and they've said how impressed they are with my fitness, I'm pleased with myself. So yeah, a week from now I'll be booing from Ben Nevis. How flipping exciting is that?